The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're dealing with Melissa, who's got a problem that's not uncommon as our parents get older, which is she's got some in-laws who, how far away from, you said about 40 minutes at this moment?
Hello?
Melissa? You're about 40 minutes away from them? Okay. And how old are your two kids at this moment?
6 and 8.
Okay. All right. Here's the general philosophy, and then we can go into the specifics. If you can play for a little bit of time and somehow relieve your sister-in-law of some of the burden, you'll probably come out okay. Because here's the deal. Your husband wants that house. Your parents are willing to give him the house. You're saying, we've got kids and they're used to the neighborhood, but presumably your parents, your in-laws live in the neighborhood as well, right? Are there any kids around there? Your kids aren't going to know them, but...
Right. I mean, they're not in a... they're kind of on a busier road than...
Well, but look, here's the deal. Let me give you the overall philosophy. You can't win this one, is what I'm telling you. Okay? Because if you say, no, I'm not going to do this, it's going to cost you in your marriage, it's going to cost you a relationship with your in-laws, and it's not necessarily a fair position. And, you know, we can take righteous stands as long as they're righteous. This one, you got some problems. And your sister-in-law has been doing yeoman's work. So here's the deal. We're going to play for some time. Because the time gives you, I mean, if you're talking about, let's just say a year for practical purposes. Your kids are both a year older. They'll start a school. They'll be in a school system, so they'll know friends. The issue about a busy street or non-busy street, they're going to be older. They're going to be a little wiser, you know. And so, I mean, and your street can get busy, and you know, busy street, not a compelling argument. And as time goes on, where your mother-in-law is already suffering some problems, are going to increase, not decrease. So. Over time, the likelihood of her being self-caring, being able to take care of herself without some serious help, is going to deteriorate. So her set of wanting things her way is going to alter, because she's just going to lose abilities as time goes on, which means that the insurance that they have, which seems useless right now, will become very useful to do one of two things. To either move them into care, because your father-in-law is not going to be able to take care of her on her own as she deteriorates anyway. So either they'll move into a system that can better take care of her, or you'll get somebody there in the household to help take care of her. But she's going to be less of an issue for a whole lot of reasons, because she's going to need more care.
Right.
So if you can make a deal with your sister-in-law for right now, that for the next, say, year to year and a half, that you'll either physically... You'll either send her some money, or you'll be there, or you'll bring your folks up for the weekend or something, or you'll go there for the weekend and take care of them there. Some kind of stopgap gesture. Time will take care of most of your issues, because the point is, your husband wants that house. So sooner or later you're going to be in that house, unless you blow up the marriage or something changes specifically. And he wants to take care of his parents. So you sort of saying, no, you can't have that house because the street's too busy. It's not going to work. You saying you can't take care of your parents is never going to work. You know, you don't ever want to be in a position where you're asking him to choose between his responsibilities and you. Because even if he opts for you, you lose. So you're going to be in that house. So the question is, by playing for a little bit more time, first of all, you can get used to it. You can find, maybe you get on a neighborhood committee and you put speed bumps in so the road isn't as dangerous. The kids are going to be a little bit older. You'll start investigating schools and neighborhoods activities. And so you then, instead of looking like the bad guy who's keeping your husband from his filial responsibilities and not understanding, you become the good guy. Now, let's make sure that this works all the way around. And you become the hero to your sister-in-law because you're saying, look, you've done a great job here. What can I do to help you? I would also enter the possibility that maybe she wants that house.
Right.
So, and that's something to talk with your husband about before you offer it to her. But the point being that don't take, I'm just saying to you, if you take a stand that says the street's too busy, you're going to lose. And really, the issue isn't the street. The issue is living with your in-laws. But if you sort of start a plan, and the plan isn't going to be next week, then everything's going to work to your benefit, and you're going to look like a good guy as opposed to a bad guy. Because if you look like a bad guy, no matter what you say, it's going to look, they're going to, you're going to, you'll never walk away from that stain, and you don't want to. I mean, it just, it's too inexpensive a position, and it's not a tenable position.
Okay.
So, but your sister-in-law is really pivotal here. In that, you know, the first thing, I take her out for lunch or manicure, pedicure or something and say, hey, listen, how do you feel about the house? I know, you know, Jeremy really loves it. Does the house have any value to you? Because that maybe be the compromise. But
mm-hmm.
and you can't offer it without checking with your husband, but you can see, I mean, she may have no interest in it. But at the very least, you're offering her some kind of respite in taking care of her folks. And you'll be a hero for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay,
so you see, and I get why it's disruptive to you and whatever. Do you work outside the home?
I do, but it's just part time.
That's the other thing to do. If you are spending more time working outside the home, if nothing else, it gives you more time so you're away from home if you actually end up living there. It gives you some independence emotionally, and it gives you some financial independence so you can decide. I mean, for example, you can hire someone to do the house cleaning, or you can. So I would. Here's an order. I would support your sister-in-law right now because that makes you. Everybody's going to love you for that. Your sister-in-law is. She'll talk to your parents about it. Your husband will think you're great. All right. So she's pivotal. Second of all, sort of make the assumption in your own head that sooner or later you're very likely going to be living in that house and it's going to be okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can redecorate it. You can probably get anything you want in terms of how that house will be workable for you. Over time, your mother-in-law is going to need more and more help. And so you saying, look, I'm going to try and find full-time work so I can help out a bit more with that. And that's when her long-term health care insurance will help you. Because that's when you get a home aid in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see you've got more wiggle room than you think you have. And don't take a stand that you can't defend because it'll cost you in the long run and you'll still lose and it'll deteriorate your marriage. So you don't want to do that. But and look around that house and see if, for example, you've always wanted a jacuzzi. Maybe that's, you know, of okay, we'll do it. And but I think your sister-in-law and time are your allies in this. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. That's one of the issues in life, is we have to figure out, look, I'm a great, great fan of, you know, making a stand and standing up for what's right and asking for what you want. But you also have to make sure that you're not taking a stand that's so unreasonable that there's no way of, that the message you're sending is that you're unreasonable, that you're unfair, because even... You can't win in that situation. Even if everybody defers to you, there will be so much antipathy, it's not worth it. So figure out how you can get most of what you want. Very few people get everything they want in this life. So you have to figure out where the compromise is and whether time is working for you or against you and who your allies are going to be and where your compromise position is and what it will take for you to be happy with the situation. With all of those are viable kinds of philosophies. All righty? 855-993-7569. Boy, have we been busy or what, Manny?
We have.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got, what, like 30 seconds here? Probably not even that. If I think I have 30 seconds, I probably have 12, right?
About 30 seconds, yeah. The music's
going to
get
better.
There in about 8 seconds.
today is National Bean Lima Bean Dot Respect Day. Are you a lima bean fan?
Not really.
But I think we should put up on Facebook, what fruit or vegetable do you think just doesn't get respect? Right? Okay. We come back. I'll tell you about Day in History. I will get to movies and theater, I expect, today, and you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, today is kind of an interesting day in history. As we talked about, yesterday was kind of a sad day. Today is a little bit more forward movement, I guess. On this day in 1789, George Washington arrived at Gray's Ferry, Philadelphia, while he was coming to Manhattan for his inauguration. And for any of you who've ever visited New York, down by Wall Street, there's a big statue of George Washington that's at right angles to the Stock Exchange, because that's where he gave his inaugural address. So there are people climbing up and down the statue and taking pictures and whatever. So if you ever get asked on Trivial Pursuit, where did George Washington give his inaugural address, do not say Washington, D.C., because you'd be wrong. On this day in 1836, Congress passed an act creating the Wisconsin Territory, close enough to Minnesota, but not exactly the same. Do not confuse them. In 1861, Robert E. Lee resigns his commission in the U.S. Army to command the forces of the state of Virginia. Did you know that Lincoln asked Lee to head up the Union Army?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he did. He said, "No, sir, I'm a son of Virginia." In 1871, the Civil Rights Act of 1871 became law. In 1916, the Chicago Cubs played the first game at what's now Wrigley Field, was then Weimann Park, defeating the Cincinnati Reds 7-6 in 11 innings. I think it was the last time they won, wasn't it? No, that's not true. Shame on me. In 1939, Billie Holiday records the first civil rights song, Strange Fruit. Do you know what that was about?
I do not.
It's very sad, because it was a huge hit. Strange Fruit was about lynchings in the South, and the idea being that the fruit that was hanging down were bodies. It was considered very incendiary at the time. Everybody should go and either Google, you probably can hear her singing on the internet, but should go and Google the lyrics, because it was considered, people really didn't pay much attention to what it was really talking about, but it was considered very provocative at the time. But the Strange Fruit was about lynchings. In 1984, the Good Friday Massacre, which is probably a little bit of an overstatement, was an extremely violent ice hockey playoff game in Montreal. Although saying extremely violent in ice hockey is almost redundant, right? Hockey, I think, is a great sport because it's very athletic and you have to do everything on ice. But man, people throwing their gloves and off and their, and I actually grew up as many of you know in Denver, and the University of Denver stopped playing football because it wasn't bringing, they weren't competitive, but they were in hockey. They had a whole bunch of Canadian hockey players, and one of our babysitters was, whose name was Grant Monroe, who's still around. He lives in Maine, was captain of the hockey team, so we used to go and watch Grant play hockey. But I also watched as a kid somebody get hit in the head with a hockey puck. It literally will kill you. I mean, it's an incredibly violent game, but it's also beautiful because everybody's moving on skates, and especially I am impressed with anybody who has really good balance and can ice skate. I can ice skate if I'm holding on to somebody and singing the skater's waltz in my head. Otherwise, I wobble a lot. Not a good ice skater. In 1999, on this day, the Columbine High School massacre. Two kids whose name I will not mention because I have made it a rule in all my years on broadcasting to never mention a perpetrator. Killed 13 people, injured 21 before committing suicide in Columbine, Colorado, which is actually one of my nieces went to school in Columbine. 2008, Danica Patrick wins the Indy Japan 300, becoming the first female driver in history to win an Indy car race. I remember that one. Do you remember that one? She's
I do,
cute
yeah.
as well. Yeah, she took off her helmet and there was all that hair, mm-hmm. just like in the ads. There you go. All right, here's news for all of us who love traveling. Raise your hand if you do. Okay, I know none of us do. The airlines are looking to make window or aisle seats a luxury. Can you believe that? That they're really talking about charging you. Well, I mean, the joke was that they would charge you for your seat. Right? But they do. They charge you for the legroom and all that kind of stuff. But they're now talking about window or aisle seat. Right? The economy seats are a luxury and are looking at new ways to charge passengers for them. Spirit has had to pay for seat assignments in advance or risk having the airline put them in whatever seats available. Others have followed suit, charging flyers in some ways for a good seat. Southwest has now increased the price of its early boarding by 20%. It charges $15 each way to board the plane first and improve the chances of getting a good seat. I remember in the old days when seats were not assigned and people would fight at the gate to get in front of you. I mean, it was really, what can I tell you? They're saying some major airlines hike fares for $3 one way. That's okay. Delta's least expensive option, basic economy, flyers cannot select their seats until 24 hours before they travel, just around the time when the most coveted aisle and window seats are inevitably taken by people who pay the higher fare. Airlines, American and United are following, and will be launching their own basic economy fares in coming months. Travelers using the big airlines like American, Delta, or United would have a harder time finding seats because airlines were reserving more seats at the front of the plane for elite members or those willing to pay extra. If you book a few weeks before your trip, the only seats left are those middle seats or the ones next to the bathroom. Flyers should just keep checking and checking airline websites. At that 24-hour before departure time, make sure you check in and look at the seat map. That's when a lot of elite flyers get upgraded and their seats open up and you can jump on in and snag those. They said, suggest entering the information, which automatically emails the traveler when an aisle or a window seat opens up. That sounds like a good idea. I mean, I think more and more people are going to start taking Pony Express. It's really interesting. I had some friends here over the weekend, and we were talking about something that is in the news today, which is that millennials are not saving money for down payments. And I was sort of sitting there with the guys saying, look, you need to figure out how to get a down payment because rent is just money that you'll never see again. And if you go out to clubs one less night a week or do one less Starbuck a week or do one brown bag a week, so you're, you know, putting aside $50 or something a week, because those three together are probably more than that, then you'll have a down payment in a couple of years. And right now, interest rates are really low. And for first-time homeowners, you could sometimes get less than 20% down. But that's, you know, it doesn't make any difference where you start because it probably will not be your last home. But that's the way to do it. They're now saying that even millennials who have a down payment have, on average, $5,000, when basically it's going to take probably 20 on average. So, but it's doable. You just have to, you just have to decide that you're going to be really disciplined. But are you saving for a down payment, Manny?
Yeah, just for nothing in particular, but just...
But just to have it put aside.
Just to have some, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. And let's see what there was... Oh, that Harriet Tubman is going to replace Andrew Jackson on the 20, but Hamilton stays on the 10 because Hamilton just won the Pulitzer. The play, but you can't take him off the $10 bill when he just won the Pulitzer. Stay tuned. I'll take you through some movies and theater when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The DVD thing?
For some reason, it wouldn't fire for me. I was hitting play for it, and it wouldn't...
All right, let's do it. Dum-da-da-dum-da-dum. How's that?
Yeah, but my computer's being stupid right now. So I'm sorry.
All right. That's all right. I thought, oh, my goodness. All right. We've got two big and one little-ish DVD coming out this week. The Revenant comes out. Did you see The Revenant? Are you going to?
I did see it, yeah.
Did you love it?
I did like it a lot. I thought it was a little too long. I thought
I did
some
too.
Of the sort of the cutaway scenes I think were a little bit too much, but overall, I did like it, though.
Yeah, it's 2 hours and 36 minutes, which is, I agree. I think 20 minutes shorter would have been a much better movie. This is Alejandro Iñárritu, who, and he, this was Leonardo's year, so he won. I don't think this was anywhere near his best performance, but he's been nominated, I think, like six times before this, so he won this year. It does star Leonardo DiCaprio as a fur trapper in Dakota Territory. His name is Hugh Glass. I'm not sure why they called him that, because he's transparent, I don't know. Finds himself attacked and mauled by a bear. Instead of helping Glass, John Fitzgerald, who is played by Tom Hardy, who is wonderful in this. Tom Hardy had a great year last year. Steals his equipment and leaves him for dead, believing that his injured friend has no chance of surviving. I don't think that came through in the movie. I think it just, the Tom Hardy looked like this creepy, awful person, and it wasn't that he didn't think he could survive. He just didn't care. This was just his opportunity. So I think the write-up gives him much more credit than the movie did. And of course, there's the mauled by the bear. The bear is truly scary in this one. And so there's kind of a subplot here about Leonardo and his son and his wife and whatever. And it turns out The Revenant, which no one knew when I first asked, most people now know, because if nothing else, I keep telling them what a revenant was. And a revenant is a spirit or ghost that comes back from the dead for revenge. And that's what this is really about. It's a revenge movie, even though it's not obvious. Domhnall Gleeson is also in it, who also had a great year. I agree with Manny. It was too long a movie. And I sort of joked with the person I saw it with, who hated it, that they gave Leonardo all the money as opposed to a script writer, because he basically doesn't say anything on this. He grunts through the entire movie. There are long periods of time. It's beautifully shot, and apparently it was a real hassle to shoot it, but there's very little dialogue in a large part of the movie. So anyway, but if you haven't seen it, I mean, seeing things on the big screen, especially this kind of movie, probably is best. But if you haven't seen it, here's an opportunity to catch up on what all the fuss was about. The Lady in the Van, I thought, was a terrific movie that it should have gotten a lot more play than it got. And I thought Maggie Smith definitely should have been nominated for an Oscar. She was for BAFTA. And I think the Golden Globes, but this was, I think, a performance of a lifetime. It's based on a true story. Mary Shepherd was an eccentric woman who lived out of her van, and the English playwright Alan Bennett met her in the 70s when the van broke down near his home. And everybody was unhappy about it. She was parking on the street. Kids would come and throw things at her. So Bennett, in a moment of, I suppose, generosity, decided she could move in temporarily, park the van in his front garden in the driveway. And then she sort of co-opted him, and she lived there for the next 15 years until she died. And for Maggie Smith, I mean, this is not a charming woman. This is not a cuddly, warm person that is Grandma Moses. She's mean, and she's bitter, and it's a terrific performance. Dominic Cooper's also in it. James Corden is in it. Alex Jennings plays Bennett, and it's directed by Nicholas Hinter. And I thought it was a terrific movie. I thought she was wonderful in it. Should have gotten a lot more kudos than it did, because it's a fascinating, completely selfless performance. I mean, she doesn't have much makeup on. She's not lovable. She's not likable. I just thought it was a wonderful performance. So that's really one to sort of rant. And it'll make you, if nothing else, feel like your mother-in-law is not nearly as nasty as Maggie. IP Man 3, it tells you everything about it. It's actually Ip Man. And this is part of the Kung Fu series. I thought the first one was brilliant. This one, it's okay. Mike Tyson is in this one. It's the retelling the life of Wing Chun, who is a grandmaster. He's continued to perfect his abilities and the abilities of his students. We've got the young Bruce Lee coming to him, is now ready to learn from the master. Okay, so I've liked these. After you've seen one, you've basically seen. I mean, because the kung fu is the wonderful part about it, and it is wonderful. So, but the movie probably, if you haven't seen Revenant, this is your opportunity to get it. If you have seen Revenant, you may want to try out Maggie Smith, although they're completely ends of the dramatic spectrum, but she's really worth seeing. And coming up this weekend, that for some reason are going to be released on Sunday, and I'll review them for you next week. We've got, it's going to be a sci-fi weekend. You've got Thor coming out, Thor 2, The Dark World. You've got, which, and Liam Hemsworth is much better in this than he is in the Huntsman, which also comes out this week. But then it comes out for first run in the theater as opposed to DVDs. You've got Captain America, Winter Soldier, which a lot of people feel was one of the best movies of the year, and Guardians of the Galaxy. So we've got lots coming up, but I'll review those for you next, because they don't come out till Sunday. So next week on Tuesday will be the closest for that, as opposed to taking the entire segment. Okay, so Manny, do you want to do Judy here or not? Because I thought we'd knock off theater on this segment too.
Well, it kind of depends on whether or not, you know, I can get my computer to
all right,
behave
properly. Let's not count on Judy, right? Let's not count on her. We're just saying, Judy,
hang
you get
on,
the day
I
off.
I think I may have it here. Let's see.
All right, give it a try.
Let's see if this will work.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, you got it. All right, I have two plays to review for you this week, as opposed to the six or eight that I've been doing on a weekly basis. It's kind of a quiet week for theater, but next week picks up again. So you'll, but you can check out all the theater and movie and DVD reviews at drjoy.com. One Funny Mother is a one-woman show, and apparently a lot of people know about Dina Blizzard. I had never heard of her, but she's from New Jersey. Apparently she was Miss New Jersey at one point. And she has done a whole bunch of like little video vignettes where she is doing funny things. I think she is an enormously talented comedian. I think she's got a great sense of timing. The material, and she divides the show is, I think, about 90 minutes, there are large groups of people there. And I'll tell you what I think her strengths was. Which is she does these little interviews with family members about sex and kids and husbands. And that part, she's clearly a terrific interviewer. People will tell her anything. She's good at editing. And I thought those parts were terrific. I think her stuff about kids seems to me to border on the mean-spirited, that she swears at her kids, she yells at her kids. And part of it is, look, I'm a psychologist and I deal with this kind of stuff all the time. So that didn't sit as well with me. But she's a great interviewer. And she is also terrific at dealing with the audience. At one point, she decided she was going to talk with the men in the audience about what they did. As opposed to she's a housewife and she's frustrated with her kids and she's frustrated with her husband and she's frustrated with New Jersey and yada, blah, blah, blah. So she started talking to the men in the audience. And she is deft. She is funny. So I would love her to move out of the one funny mother routine because I think she's just a funny woman and is much more talented than her show. I thought her show was okay. And the audience liked it. She's clearly playing to stay-at-home moms. And the frustration, and I suppose saying the unacceptable. But I think she's much better than her material, even though she wrote her own material. And I think you're going to see more of her. She has that lovely kind of Mike Birbiglia way with the audience. She's not as gentle as he is, and her interviews are great. So the show I would give maybe 2.5 points, you know, the combination of it being stuff we'd heard before. She folds clothes during the entire thing. That we'd either heard it before or I thought it was a very harsh way of talking about your kids. And I don't think most people swear 4-letter words at their kids. They think about it, but they don't do it. And she does it here. So that was a bit uncomfortable and kind of not very funny for me. But I think she's enormously talented. I would give her at least 4.5 points. So I think I gave the show maybe 3, 3.5. But, I mean, other people may like it better than I do. Other people don't bring the same sensibility of, you're yelling at your kids? Okay, let's see. If the father is from the French with Frank Langella, who plays a man. I don't have time to do this. All right, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I'll tell you about Frank Langella. I thought I had a little bit more time than I did. So I hear the music. I'll talk about it in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, well, we're talking about theater, and I didn't want to give Frank Langella a short shift because he's very likely going to be nominated for a Tony for this. The father is from the French, and it's quite obvious that it's a translation, if nothing else, than the names. This is about just under 90 minutes and has a fairly large cast, but the people's names are André, Pierre, you know, so we get the idea that it was probably French. I don't know why they didn't bother to change the names, so it would have made it feel a little bit more Americanized. But the idea is that in the set, if you're paying attention, you're going to figure this out. Because it sort of has a twist to it, which I'm, of course, not going to tell you. But Frank Langella is kind of a force of nature. And the reason to go see this is him, even though there are five other people in the cast, three women and two men. And the scene opens on this very luxurious apartment, which is obviously French because everything's painted green. And it's a woman telling her father that he needs to think about being in assisted living because he can't take care of himself, and she is going to move to England because she has a new boyfriend. And then for the next 90 minutes, we have the same set. But the set changes, and you have to pay attention to how it's changing. And so we don't know exactly what's going on. There's a woman that may or may not be his daughter, reminds him of his daughter. There may be a caretaker who's here. There's an ex-husband of one of the daughters and a son-in-law. And so it's a little confusing. You don't know exactly what's going on. And it turns out that that's partially because you're seeing the world through Frank's eyes. Now, Frank Langella, as far as I'm concerned, is a very interesting actor because he wasn't really taken very seriously for a long period of time, I don't think. He's been in the business, I don't know, for probably 50 years. But all of a sudden, think about from his point of view, he is in a movie that's coming out called Youth in Oregon, at which point he's deciding that he wants to go to Oregon because they have a right to die law. He plays very much the same role that he plays in Father. And he's just having a wonderful time of literally running with a career that is red hot at this moment. He's kind of like Betty White, right? That of somebody who, as he gets older, just keeps getting better and better and more in demand, and is clearly having a terrific time doing it. So the fathers we're seeing, you have to remember that the theater going public is, by and large, an older, white, wealthy group of people, right? I mean, theater's expensive, and it's certainly not exclusively that, but that's probably the core audience. And so I was sort of feeling like you should be passing out Prozac in the lobby, because even though it's an astonishing performance, the sort of moral of this story is not as you're getting older, you're going to get better. It's as you get older, you're going to lose it. And for the audience, you know, in a couple of years, that'll be us. So I know the play is really a remarkable, as I said, tour de force because of him. So I you know, both One Funny Mother and Father, I suppose we're talking about The Ultimate Dysfunctional Family. We should probably put the two of them together. Maybe Dina could get slightly more laughs. I don't know. I'm being foolish, but both of them worth seeing for very different reasons. Okay. With a couple of minutes that I have remaining, as you may be aware, that Harriet Tubman, who is an abolitionist, who was born into slavery and became part of the abolition movement, and the Underground Railroad has now been voted, after 600,000 online votes over the last few months, to be the woman who replaces on the $20 bill. Okay. The problem is the picture and. Well, there are a number of issues. They're now saying that she's going to be on the $20 bill replacing Andrew Jackson. But they're now saying not till 2020. And so I don't know what this really means, whether it's binding. There were four other women that were placed on, that were in contention, including Eleanor Roosevelt and Rosa Parks. And I think she'd be the first, she's certainly going to be the first woman. And as far as I'm concerned, I think she's also the first African American. So, but it's a terrible picture. It's not obvious that she's a woman at all on this one. So I would hope that, and I'm not being chauvinistic, you just think that if she's going to be the first woman, that maybe we could get a slightly better picture. Brian, I don't have much time, but let me walk you into the program and see if there's anything I can do for you fairly quickly. You're on the
air. Yeah, I just have a quick comment. I went and saw a movie. I was just listening to the last few minutes of your show, and I went and saw Jungle Book last night.
Yeah? Tell me what you thought.
It's awesome. It's great.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You've seen it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I really loved the animated, the old Disney one from years ago, but this was even better.
I agree with you. I gave it 5 stars, and I never give anything 5 stars. It made $103 million last weekend. It'll probably be the number one movie again this weekend. I thought it was terrific.
Yeah, and what did you think of, have you seen the Batman versus Superman?
Yes.
I, I'd like to go see that, but I've heard bad reviews about it. But
well, I gave it a pretty good review, and it actually made a lot of money as well. Yeah,
I really like Superman.
It's too long, but the reason I liked it is because it really focuses on the backstory. I mean, if you think about it, the idea of why would Batman oppose Superman? Why would two superheroes toe off against each other? And the movie actually answers the question. And I liked it. I was one of the few who did, but
yeah,
but the public liked it too. It made a huge amount of money.
I saw it too, and I didn't think it was that bad.
The old TV Superman from the 50s and 60s.
George Reeves. Yeah,
that was great. I remember watching that when I was a kid, and the old Batman TV show, you know, in the 70s or 80s. That was really
Adam
good.
West. Yeah, the point about this one is you forget because, you know, with all the new movies about superheroes, the comic books were very political to begin with. So Manny and I liked Superman versus Batman. Versus Superman.
And
so I think you'll like it. It's not as good as Jungle Book, though.
Yeah, it seemed like every time they redo Batman, you know, in the last 20 years or something, it's like more violent and more, you know, each time the Batman movies, I didn't see a lot of the
This one is violent as well. We have to remember, Batman in particular got started because his parents were murdered in front of him. So,
comic book.
See, look, I'm like you. I forget every time I go see Bambi that Bambi's mother buys the farm. You know, and I think, oh my God, how could they do that?
Yeah, but, Bambi versus Godzilla.
Yes, I do. That was great. Yep,
anyway,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's great listening to you. But we just had a new theater open up down on the waterfront here in Tacoma, Washington, and they got the recliner chairs on the
Just
awesome, even though it's 10 or 12 bucks or something. But yesterday and it was discounted.
There you go. Find the discount.
Jungle Book is awesome. It's a great movie.
I agree with you. It's really magical. There's a part of me that wants to know how they do it, another part that says, nah. I gave it 5 stars. As I said, made $103 million last weekend. It'll be the number one movie again this weekend. It should be. Do not take really young kids. Kids under the age of 7 or 8, scare the living daylights out of them, but the rest of them, you'll have a great time. Thanks, Brian. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control. But gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.